Having No Three Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. PBR is in town at Sprint Center this Saturday and Sunday for the Caterpillar Classic. Here in the studio is one of the young Bull Riders on the tour. Definitely representing in the city right now is Ezekiel Mitchell. How you doing this afternoon?
I'm great. How about you?
Hey, I'm good to have you in here, man. Not too many of us is on the circuit, or at least out there representing with the Bull Ride, man. Tell me how you came into this sport.
I just pretty much grew up around it. My dad was a horse dentist, so we just went to rodeos and stuff and kind of got drawn into it.
That sounds like a tough job, a horse dentist?
Yeah, it is. And it involves a lot of sedation and a lot of hard work.
How much help did you have to do as far as an involvement in that? You had to help your dad on that?
Yeah, I just handed him the tools.
You didn't have to do any pulling or nothing like that. No. You did your first bull ride at the age of 16?
Yeah.
How crazy was that?
Nah, it was something I already knew I wanted to do. So as soon as I did it, I was like, all right, now it's time to actually stay on one instead of falling off.
I was going to say, that first fall, how did that feel? Do you remember still to this day?
It felt great. I mean, I really didn't know nothing getting into it, but like I got on and I rode him probably about 5 seconds and hit the ground, and I was like, all right, let's do it again. Let's figure it out.
What made you actually want to do it professionally?
Anything that you do, I feel like anything you do in life, if you want to do it, you want to be the best at it. And I felt like that when I was in school, when I played football, ran track, I wanted to be the best at everything. So once I realized bull riding was something I wanted to do, I wanted to be with the best of them. So
good stuff.
That was the deal.
Good stuff. We got Ezekiel Mitchell in the studio right now, getting ready for a PBR event, Caterpillar Classic, going down at Sprint Center this weekend. I heard you on a hot streak recently. You've been doing some winnings lately, huh?
Getting my bulls rode and just having fun and enjoying it. I got the chance to finish second in Duluth, Georgia a few weekends ago. So it's all coming together now. It's clicking and it feels good.
What would you say is the biggest moment in your career so far?
Definitely Duluth, Georgia. This is actually considered my rookie year as far as the Premier Series goes. And that's the highest finishing I've had. And it was just unreal. It was a dream come true. And to realize that you actually belong in a sport that you've always thought you could be there, to actually get that realization was amazing.
Who is the person that you look to as far as for advice or how to get better in the sport and all that good stuff? Like, who do you follow? Who do you look to?
I feed off of pretty much everybody. If you're a good bull rider, if you've established yourself, then I want to know what you think. I want to know where I can improve myself, because I'm always trying to get better, because you can't ever perfect anything. You can always get better at something.
Do you have a favorite stop so far on the tour?
So far, it had to probably be Duluth, Georgia, just because of
that win
there,
and all that. Well, maybe we could change that here in Kansas.
Oh, yeah, I hope so. I hope Kansas City is the stop.
Yeah. Have you got any barbecue yet?
No, I have not. I'm looking forward to it, though. I've heard a lot of good things, so we're getting ready for that.
Hey, that's going to be a good question, because you're from Texas.
Yep.
You know Texas is known for barbecue.
Yep.
And around here in Kansas City, it's the barbecue capital of the world here, too. So you get to make the comparison this weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to have to make the comparison, because Texas is pretty stout, so y'all got to come with it.
Outside of doing bull riding, what else do you like to do for fun?
Really, one, I do like to sleep a lot. I'm an avid sleeper, so sleeping's my deal. I just like to listen to music. I like to chill, jam out, and hang out with my friends. That's pretty much it, and ride my horse.
Yeah, because you're still young. Like, you know, when you think of bull riding, you're thinking, oh, this man about to come in 30, 40 years old or whatnot, but you're still young in the game.
Yeah, and that's actually a misconception that a lot of people don't see, is that it is more so a young man's sport. I mean, probably the mid-range 20s is when you really start reaching your peak. So for us younger guys getting here early, that's pretty cool too.
And from different countries as well,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, different countries. We got guys from Brazil, Mexico, Australia, Canada, all over the place. So yeah, when they mean the best in the world is here, it's the best in the world, because we're worldwide.
Oh man, well, hey, y'all need to get out there and check out my man Ezekiel Mitchell this weekend at Sprint Center for the Caterpillar Classic. Do you know when events, everything, what time is going to start on Saturday and Sunday?
Saturday, I believe it is 6:45, and on Sunday it is 1:45. There's still plenty of tickets available, so if you want to be there for a certain day, I'd be there on Sunday. That's the championship round. That's where you'll hopefully they'll be crowning me the
champ. That's what I was going to say. What you're telling me is come see you win on Sunday.
Yeah, come see me win on Sunday.
That would be a great thing. So get on down there to the Sprint Center box office. Make sure you check it out. Get your tickets and get ready to see something great happening this weekend. You on social media?
On Instagram at the Blue Mitchell.
All right.
T-H-E Blue Mitchell. Yeah, that's it.
Hey, where'd you get that nickname from?
Uh, I love the color blue. I've always kind of worn it. So some people couldn't pronounce Ezekiel, surprisingly. So
really?
Yeah. So some dude was like, hey, man, I can't say that. Can I call you blue? And I was like, yeah, that's fine. And it stuck.
Well, make sure y'all follow him and make sure you get on down to the Sprint Center this weekend. And we'll also be on TV this weekend on CBS Sports Network,
correct,
too, right?
Correct.
All right. So we'll
you can also download the Ride Pass app and you can catch it any weekend. So yeah.
All right, man. Hey, I know some Cowboys out there, some black Cowboys out there listening right now. Get on down there and support my man Ezekiel Mitchell and just support the event, period. It's going to be a great weekend. Zeke, I appreciate the time. Thank you, man. Hey,
thank you.